And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Oh, You are listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford, and this is Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. And in the background, you are listening to some new local music from Eric Dahlman. That's right, he's got a new release out here called Glacier. And the track you're listening to is Lilies. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here. As I'm sure you are aware, or at least should be, it is the 30th anniversary of Pretty in Pink, one of the quintessential movies of the 80s. And we heard the last track there, the track that the movie is named after. That's right, the psychedelic furs, Pretty in Pink. It really originally came out in 1980. The movie, of course, came out in 1986. Prior to the psychedelic furs, we heard Our Daughter's Wedding with Lawn Chairs. It's off of their 1981 release, Digital Cowboy. Prior to Our Daughter's Wedding, we heard another track from Pretty in Pink, the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. Echo and the Bunnymen gave us Bring on the Dancing Horses. It's off of their compilation, Songs to Learn and Sing, from 1985. And we started off the set with some brand new music here. Etalie, Etalie. That's right. She's got a new release out this year called Rose, a 5-track EP, and we heard the track Sober. Good stuff off of the Cassine record label. It is 9:15 here on Sunday evening. If you're just joining us for the first time, this is our new time slot here. So every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m., feel free to tune in for the best of the 80s with some newer and older stuff thrown in there occasionally. And we're going to jump back into the 80s here with some Red Rockers.
Yeah. Make up. federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. It's 9:33 here, so we've got just under a half an hour to go before the Funky Uncles take over. I think I saw them moving about outside of Studio A here, so I'm sure they're on for this evening. That's right. We've got a new time slot here for the semester, folks. 8 to 10 p.m. Yeah. Prime time. You can always find the archived versions of the show on the station's website, WMFO.org, by clicking on the schedule link. You can also find the playlist there as well. And you are always free to drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic if you care to do so. All right. Started that set off with the Red Rockers. We hear the track China from 1983. Flock of Seagulls gave us Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You from their 1983 release, Listen. And Ministry gave us Revenge from their 1983 release, With Sympathy. Didn't plan it that way, folks, but hey, 83 was a great year. And of course, Pseudo Echo wrapped it up with Listening. It's off their 2008 compilation, The Essential, but you know it. It was originally released in 1983. There you go. As you know, it is the 30th anniversary of Pretty in Pink. We've been listening to a number of tracks from the soundtrack here these last 2 hours. And we got one more here from New Order. Yeah, that was a joke. Sorry about that. This is what happens when you don't have the right tracks queued up. One more time, New Order.
betrayal full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and she gave me breakfast. And she said, I come from a land down under. Oh, come and go in the thunder. Can you hear my thunder? You better run, you better take cover. He was 6 foot four and full of muscles. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under.
Just broke his heart.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. This is our new time slot here, Sunday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. Don't miss it. And if you do, you can always find the archive versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org and click on the schedule link. You can always drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. And of course, you can always call me here at the station at 617-627-3800. The Funky Uncles are up next. Thought I saw them milling about here a while ago, but any event, either way, we've got you covered. All right. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here real quick. Got a few more minutes to get one more track in here. Of course, it is the 30th anniversary of Pretty in Pink, quintessential 80s movie. And we started that set off with New Order and their track Shell Shock. Now, that's actually not on the soundtrack, but it did appear in the movie. And you can find it on their 1987 release, Substance. And then we got some new music from Victoria Cardona. That's right. I was down visiting my family in Florida back in, before Christmas. And we were out, you know, just randomly having dinner somewhere. And she was performing at this bar / restaurant. And I got to tell you, we were just blown away by her talent. And yeah, so I picked up this CD. She gave me permission to play it here, although it's self-released. You know, she gave me permission to play it here on air. And she's actually going to be in the Massachusetts area come May, I believe. So hopefully we'll get to get her in the studio here and have a chat with her, maybe in a performance. We'll see what happens. But in any event, she's covered Men at Work's Land Down Under, and that's off of her 2015 release, Victoria Cardona Live. After Victoria, we heard The Chameleons and The Fan and the Bellows. That's off of their 19. It was originally released in 1986. I have the 1996 reissue from Dead Dead Good Records, but it's a compilation of some of their earlier hits. Or tracks, I should say. I mean, they're really hits, but any event, we hear the track of The Fan and the Bellows, and the compilation is of the same name. And then we wrapped that set up with Sarita from her 1981 release, Set My Love in Motion, and we heard the track Move It, Do It. All right, got a couple minutes here to squeeze in one last track. This is Simple Minds. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.